New Orleans has a new man in charge of recovery efforts. Mayor Ray Nagin has picked Dr. Edward Blakely, a professor of urban affairs who used to be at UC Berkeley and is now at the University of Sydney in Australia. In California, Dr. Blakely worked on reconstruction projects in the San Francisco Bay Area after the earthquake of 1989 and the Oakland wildfires of 1991. Welcome to the program, Professor Blakely. And first question, what wisdom from those experiences in California is directly applicable to the situation in New Orleans?
Well, a lot of wisdom, and that is how to organize the bureaucracy to respond to a disaster or a catastrophe of this scale. You have to put in motion something that will pull the entire city and all the other corresponding agencies together very quickly and set your priorities and get things moving so you build public confidence.
To speak of doing things very quickly and getting things moving, more than a year after the flooding that followed Katrina sounds a bit late. You didn't take this long getting started after the wildfires in Oakland, did you?
No. As a matter of fact, we started the planning and replanning efforts while the fires were still going on. Here, I think they were just so overwhelmed, the public bureaucracies, the federal response, and so on, they didn't exactly know where to start, and they had to get all the pieces in place. They had to get a state agency established. They had to work with the federal agencies. FEMA brought in a lot of people, and the city didn't know whether they were running things or FEMA was running things or the state was running things. And now that all that's settled down and the mayor has appointed me to run things for the city.
But to say that you're getting started late in the day is a truism at this point. You wouldn't dispute that.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, let's just stipulate that we are getting started late. But all this hasn't been a waste. There's been a lot of planning that's gone on. The debris has been removed. The Corps that I just met with has a solution to the flooding problems that they didn't have before.
You're saying the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The state bureaucracy is now in place. The road home program is in place. So there are a lot of things that are in place. I would like to have gotten them in place a little bit earlier, but they're here and they're assets that we can build on.
On every reporting trip that I've made to New Orleans in the past year, I'm always presented with these chicken and egg problems that people have, which is that a neighborhood would be safer if more people came back to live in it. More people would come back to live in it if they had jobs to come back to. More people would come back if their kids could go to a school, but the school isn't open yet in that neighborhood.
Yes.
Or if there were a doctor around, but the doctors have gone.
Yes.
In order to prime the pump here and to get it moving, what's the most important key step right now to start happening to get all of those processes working faster?
All right. The first thing that we have to do is put the civic infrastructure into the neighborhoods. And one of my ideas is not to spread that civic infrastructure around, but put the school, the clinic, the Y, or whatever other social facility they are, on the same ground. And that becomes a core. Maybe with a fire station and a police station right there. And that becomes a core, and then you start building around that core the rest of the community. So when people see that they got police protection, they got fire protection, they have a school, there's a place for recreation, et cetera, then they'll start building back in those neighborhoods.
When you say a core, you mean, say, literally a municipal services campus where all of these things are happening together?
That's right. That's right. And that's a new model that's going on elsewhere in the country, and that's what a lot of master plan communities are doing. And so we should do the same thing.
And for the people of New Orleans, what's the message you have for them in short today?
Come back. New Orleans is going to be a bigger and better place.
That's Dr. Edward Blakely, who is now in charge of recovery efforts in New Orleans.